Well, in the 1990s across Australia, logging of native forests was one of the biggest environmental issues of that decade. Agreements were made between the state and federal governments on the regulation of the forestry industry at the time. These agreements are once again coming up for renewal. Caitlin McHugh has more.
The regional forest agreements are intended to strike a balance between environmental conservation and the economic viability of the forestry industry, as Lyndon Schneiders, National Campaigns Director for the Wilderness Society, explains.
When they were first put together, and they were rolled out over about 4 or 5 years between 1997 and the early 2000s, they had three goals. One goal was to, resolve the dispute between conservation and logging operations, the timber industry, which had been in place for much of the previous 20 years. So one of the first goals of the RFAs was to end the conflict. The second goal was to protect conservation values that were found throughout the native forest estate, particularly on public lands in southern Australia. And particularly they were, conservation values like old growth forests, forests with threatened and endangered species habitat, and also, forests that had been heavily degraded and overlogged over the previous couple of hundred years. So there was a very explicit conservation objective in the RFAs. And lastly, they were meant to supply a regular and reliable source of timber to the native forest timber industry in southern Australia in particular, but also over in Western Australia.
Green Senator Janet Rice, among others, claims that these agreements give the industry too much leeway when it comes to environmental regulations.
Well, the critical thing is that once these agreements were signed, essentially the Commonwealth handed over its powers to the states and said, we'll accredit you to undertake this logging as long as you do these various things in the agreement. And in particular, what they handed over to the states was the ability to have any coverage or prosecution under our federal Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation laws. So that although you would think that if you've got laws that are meant to protect threatened species, if these threatened species, these animals, birds, plants, are occurring in an area where which are covered under a regional forest agreement, well, then the Commonwealth hasn't got the ability to intervene and say, hey, your logging is impacting upon the homes of Leadbeater's possums or greater gliders. And so it's really, it's up to the states to say whether the logging should change or not change.
Forestry and environmental advocates have competing claims when it comes to the environmental impact of the industry's activities. Marie McCaskill, General Manager of Timber New South Wales, says the industry can, in some cases, have positive environmental outcomes.
Many of the national park areas that get locked up are often not carefully looked after in terms of pests, weeds and diseases. And so what you get is a lot of fuel on the floor, which is contributing to our catastrophic bushfires. And when you look at the graphs recently, in the last 10 or 15 years, of some of the catastrophic bushfires where we're losing, we're having deaths of people, loss of property, enormous loss of wildlife, it's simply because the forestry industry used to be a major contributor to thinning out some of those forests the way you prune and thin out in your garden and reducing the fuel that sits on the forest floor.
Of course, fire is a really important issue in terms of Australia's forests, and so you can't talk about all the declines occurring just because of logging. There's also been, some incredibly destructive wildfires in these production forests, in these state forests over the last, 20 years. And they also have a terrible impact, obviously, on both, animal species, plant and animal species, but also the availability of timber. So, logging and fire are clearly the two biggest environmental threats to these state forests, these publicly owned forests that are still being logged.
With fire as a cause of damage as well, is that a result of the way the lands themselves are being managed or sort of...
Yeah, it's a really controversial issue, but definitely there seems to be quite a lot of research suggesting that, the intensive management of these forests, the clear-fell logging operations, the large amount of regrowth forests that are coming through can be fire-prone.
Dr. Oisin Sweeney, Senior Ecologist for the National Parks Association of New South Wales, says the future of forestry should be entirely in plantations, not native growth forests.
We think that we already get 85% of Australia's and New South Wales's wood needs from plantations. We think closing the gap is entirely possible. It's just 15% more.
Victoria's agreements expire this month, and Tasmania's have already been renewed. Those in New South Wales are due for renewal in 2019, and Senator Rice has introduced a bill to abolish the RFAs altogether. As more agreements expire, the passionate debate over Australia's forests will continue.
Caitlin McHugh ending that report.